This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell them bring another round. We need plenty. Buddy, Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines here in the final hour of today's program, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. A Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. So remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Let us get to day two of the Masters, Leroy. Do you have a scoreboard for us, friends?
I do. Justin Rose is 8 under. Bryson DeChambeau is 7 under through 9. McCarty is 6 under. Sung J.M., 6 under. Corey Connors, 5 under through 2. Rasmus Højgaard, -4 through 12. Ludvig Åberg, 4 through 10. Scheffler tees off at 123. Shane Lowry's 3 under through 9. Sahith Theegala, 3 under through 8.
Dude, that's the biggest damn sand trap I've ever seen in my life this guy's in. What hole is that, Leroy? It's got the big ass sand trap.
There's a bunch of holes. What hole is it?
I don't know. Some dude just, I can't tell. I'm not like a golf aficionado like you.
Sand traps are designed to make you have to move the ball. You see what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, it's not necessarily a situation where you just throw them anywhere. You might throw them in landing areas. You might throw – so to make somebody aim a little bit left. So, yeah, but for the most part, unless it's a par five, they can hit it out of the sand.
Speaking of aim, by the way, our friend Ja Morant, who, of course, referred to Kalel Ware as a pigeon – by the way, did you see what Nico did?
No, what did he do?
So Kalel put up like a montage of photos, like, you know, badass photos on Instagram, making them look cool. And Jovic just commented with the bird emoji.
Trolls.
He's not playing, so might as well have some fun.
Ja Morant has a new celebration for everybody, and it's the grenade celebration, where he takes the three, he throws the grenade, and then also covers his ears, because, you know, to not hear the explosion, of course. Or so we think, because according to Ja Morant,
what?
It's not what everybody thinks.
Oh my god.
So what is it?
This is from Mike Wallace, of course, used to cover the Miami Heat, now from Grind City Media. Ja Morant on his new celebration, quote, "Listen, it's not what you think it is. I'm taking my words and I'm throwing them out there. I'm speaking Ja. I'm being Ja. I'm going to take my words. I'm going to throw them out there and then I'm going to block out the noise. That's what I'm doing. So when you see me do it, that's what I'm doing. I'm saying what I got to say to the world, and then I'm blocking out the noise in the midst of what's coming my way.
Then why did all your teammates jump on the ground? It's like kind of hard to be something other than a grenade when everybody else goes.
They were just shook. That's what it is.
Watch out his words.
That's great.
He's trying some semantics.
Oh yeah. That sounds like he went to the Tobin School of Chicanery.
I was actually reading this. I was like, this guy's good. He's good.
Now if the NBA says, hey, no grenade like gestures, at that point it's like, hey, come on. I'm like, now you're targeting the man. Like,
of course.
He changed his weapon.
But it's not a grenade.
Adam Silver's probably seething. He's like, damn it, you came up with another one. But you also have to acknowledge it's a great celebration.
Yeah.
It's creative.
Creative.
Nobody has it. It's great.
That's pretty good.
And like, honestly.
Hey, thank God he did it after the Final Four. Because you know if that tournament was going on, we'd have a whole bunch of grenade launchers.
Oh, maybe that's the next one.
Now, I keep seeing on the internet that Gilbert Arenas was the one to suggest this. Do you really think that Ja Morant saw Gilbert Arenas' podcast?
You really think that he should be going to Gilbert Arenas for advice?
Well,
there's no way.
Are you serious?
From one gun enthusiast to another, maybe we should switch it up a little bit.
Gilbert Arenas had his gun in the locker room.
Yeah, yes, he did.
For sure.
And was arguing with somebody.
Nah, probably not
Javaris Crittenden. Oh. Well, I actually think, didn't he go to jail? He actually had some pretty bad legal trouble afterwards, I feel like.
Probably best he had a gun then.
Gilbert Arenas just has terrible takes on his podcast now, most of them relating to the Heat.
Yeah.
I got an update, too, from a story we were talking about earlier. So there's this whole feature on John Daly and ESPN about his master shop that he has.
Mm-hmm.
John Daly, according to this article, it says last year, Daly sold about $780,000 worth of goods on the Hooters patio.
What?
Yep. John Daly sold nearly $800,000 worth of goods. He says this year he may exceed due to that Monday's rainout and the line that stretched out farther than one of Daly's bombs from the tee. He says the hats with an illustration of Daly's face, others encouraging to use to grip it and rip it, sell for $40. He sells boxes of cigars for $250. Wow.
This guy's a businessman.
He's a mogul.
Man, if he would.
And he sells it all while sitting in a lawn chair drinking a beer.
He should have a bar. Hooters,
and eating Hooters wings, apparently.
Wow. Oh, or something like that.
Can I just tell you,
drink specials?
The cutoff was 29.
Here's a quote.
I used to be able to eat them Hooters wings like nothing. When I hit about 29, 30, mad bubble guts.
John Daly, a fan from the Midwest, brought him the state's most famous export. Quote, my Wisconsin guy always brings the cheese, Daly said. Quote, I eat the bleep out of the cheese and onions.
Wow. So he's just sitting there eating cheese and onions, making $750,000 in a Hooters parking lot.
I gotta tell you.
How about this?
It's no shock why he's built the way he is, and I'm not calling him fat. So, but I'm saying on a cheese and onion diet, I didn't even know you could pair an onion with cheese.
Didn't he have we've read this before, but didn't he have like an incredible amount of Diet Cokes that he would drink a day?
Yes.
Like he sleeves. Would drink
like 15 of them a day.
Daly sells off golf balls for $10, one for the ball, nine for the signature. Man of the people.
So basically he's just a hustler out there.
Wow.
Hustler. I love it. You gotta respect it.
Gotta respect it.
I tell you what, he is also one of the more intriguing guys to ever play golf, right? how he won. I mean, keep in mind, he was like a seventh alternate when he won the PGA Championship. So he wasn't even supposed to play in it, end up winning. People don't remember when he won the Open Championship. Rocco, I forgot his name, Constantino Rocco, was on the 18th hole and right in front of the green because it's almost drivable, chunked it. So everybody starts saying Daly was the winner. He's going to win by one. And then Constantino Rocco putted it over a hill, around a turn, boom, made it playoff.
What do you got here for us on John Daly, Marcos, on his Diet Cokes?
Just, he's an absolute beast. Previously reported 26 to 28 cans per day. Yes, J-Fig makes a point. At this point, isn't that just like considered normal Coca-Cola? Like you've been drinking 26
It's just Coke
28.
At that point. Yeah. I mean, no diet found there.
But don't worry,
and
guys.
Even then, they say that Diet Coke is worse than regular Coke.
Yeah, because of all the stuff they have to put in it to make it taste like regular Coke.
Gross. Sorry.
Well, he is dramatically reduced his intake, guys, so don't worry. He'll be fine. He's only doing 10 that's to like, 12 cans now.
That's like being a chain smoker and then cutting back to a pack a day.
Yeah.
I think that's he's probably done that, too. He is a known smoker as well.
Oh, no. He's always got a cigarette in his mouth.
We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat. Eric Spoelstra on his plan for tonight's game. We'll hear from that. And lots more to get to back after this.
15 minutes.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bum. 15 minutes in here, brought to you by Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com and get the star treatment. By the way, speaking of star treatment, shout out to our guy Ara from A&T Dry Cleaners. Star treatment.
Did he hook it up?
Hooked it up. Suited and booted. Because, I only got one suit. But I got it cleaned after my broadcasting gig because, I needed it cleaned up. And just fantastic service yesterday. Got to meet Mama Ara yesterday.
I got to go over there.
Seamstress on site. So shout out to Ara and wishing him the best. So thank you for taking great care of me, Ara. In the meanwhile, the Heat, they're going to try and take care of, tonight, 8 o'clock against the Pelicans. Coverage on 560 WQAM begins at
6:45. Not be enthusiastic about it. Fake enthusiasm.
I'm going to watch. I'm going to Heat Wizards. You can't question my loyalty.
I didn't say anything about your loyalty. I'm just saying you were very dismissive in the first part of that explaining the game tonight.
The game tonight is useless. I mean, I don't know what we're what are we doing? If the Bulls win tonight, everybody's seat is locked up. They're all that's it. So
okay.
If the Bulls win tonight, everything is locked up. if by some miracle the Bulls and the Hawks lose their next two with the Heat winning their next two, then okay, there'll be some shuffling, but let's be real about it. There's a lot of Wizards and Hornets and Jazz, oh my, and Pelicans and Sixers and
oh my god.
Come on, dude.
Eric, I start thinking about this season and I'm thinking about if they just screwed up half the games they gave up big leads, they damn near be the 5 seed.
If you didn't lose by 36 at home to the Utah Jazz in front of Tommy Tobin, you might not be in this position. But you did.
Disappointing Tommy.
Does Tommy want to leave at halftime?
Yeah. We stayed till the third quarter, and I was like, you know, they ain't coming back, son.
It's a rough night.
Over and say, Dad, let's beat that traffic.
It's a rough night when the statue is the best part of your night.
It was, but it has angles. I'm telling you, it has angles. Yeah. Eric Spoelstra, this is from Anthony Chang. He said, quote, we're going to treat tonight in the terms of our rotation. We won't scoreboard watch. We're just focused on tonight and our business. They will play their regulars.
I don't believe it.
Really? You think he's a liar, huh?
Listen, just based on what I believe should happen and what you said, why? Rest him. Okay.
I'm with you.
But I do believe that as a coach, don't you have to have a feeling of where you are? Like, for example, they'll lose 5 straight, the Panthers, mm-hmm. and Paul Maurice will tell you exactly what he needs to see.
For sure.
You know, he's like, look, we're losing game. We're playing good hockey. And that's when he threw the punitive skate at us.
But I honestly think they could rest Bam and Tyler and still probably have a shot at beating these two teams. Like, that's how bad the teams they're taking on are. Like, I don't think it's crazy to sit them both out and being like, hey, it's a G League. It's essentially a G League game tonight. Have Coach Dan Bisaccia coach. And you want to, but you know what? I believe Spo, because Spo's the same guy who just has principles. Like, he hates replay. And he just replays less than anybody.
He won't even use replay because
I don't want to be a baby.
Right.
So like that's his thing. He's not going to dip just by principle. Maybe on the Wizards game, they will once they're locked in. But I feel like tonight he's like, oh, there's something to play for. Now, you know, if it's in the middle of the game and they see that the Chicago Bulls, like maybe Chris Quinn comes in and he goes, listen, dude, the Bulls are up 40. He goes, I'm still going to play Bam. 45 minutes.
45.
And Bam's going to be looking at the sidelines like he's like, what? You'll get Sunday off.
It's hard when you're a competitor to not win, regardless of what the circumstances are. It's really hard.
I guess. So that'll get going. And then
it took me 2 or 3 years to get over losing preseason games.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
But I got over it pretty quick in my rookie year when we lost by 50. Then I immediately fell to, it's just preseason.
By the way, one little note here from Will Manso that I missed. But the Marlins, who are in action tonight against the Nationals, apparently, according to Will, some torpedo bats have arrived. So yes. Be on the lookout.
Let's just pick up.
Any of them have torpedo eyes? Because that's also a requirement to hit the ball.
I'm just letting you know.
I'll lend them my eyes.
Hey, Stanton could have a torpedo bat.
Well, he did have a torpedo bat.
But that bat ain't hitting that outside slider that he falls for.
Maybe not, but he had a monster postseason.
But Stanton swings and misses a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Old torpedo eye.
Not as much as Judge did during the playoffs.
Oh. Woo.
Not good.
Also didn't have his torpedo eye on his glove either. Jesus. Like, what are you doing, dude? Pretty wild. So we got a fun weekend ahead, everybody. Lots of action. Yeah. We got Heat, We got UFC 314. We're going to Patty Pimblett come up here in just a few minutes.
Patty the Batty
going to stop by. We got Panthers hockey tomorrow night as they take on the Buffalo Sabres. We got Masters. We got the Pinks. The Pinks are taking on. Now, this is a regular game, Leroy. Regular game.
Did they explain things again?
It's like
4:30.
We're playing football. Then we're going to go play a European team in the middle of the season for whatever cup. And then we're going to come back and play Monday Night Football against. Like, yeah, it's weird.
My favorite thing, by the way, speaking of Patty the Batty, did you see Connor yesterday was tweeting out? He goes, I'm very interested in this Patty Pimblett Michael Chandler fight. I'm like, dude. Just shut up, dude. You're not fighting anymore. Like, you know, it would just be nice if we're just like, hey, you know what, Connor? You were a legend.
How old is he?
35, I think.
Yeah. What makes it worse for him is that
36, and he'll be 37 in the summer.
He's talked so much that it's now falling on deaf ears simply because he hasn't fought. So it's getting quieter and quieter. Like, he can talk whatever he wants. He can say, we can all say, hey, we love the clown that he is, but it's more along the lines of, it was great when he was fighting. Now it's just annoying.
I was talking to somebody from the Heat at the game the other day about, because I saw that Patty Pimblett was going to be at the game. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, you guys going to do a bit where he chokes out Bernie? He goes, still haven't got over the Connor thing.
Oh, Tobin, too soon.
Poor guy. He was hospitalized.
I think he knocked Bernie out and sent Bernie to the hospital.
He choked Bernie out then. So my question is, did they leave the mascot uniform on until they got him in the ambulance, or did they take it off on the...
I'm watching this new show called The Pit on Max, which is a really good show, but it's a little unbelievable because the way The Pit works, no spoilers, but the way The Pit works is it basically takes you through an entire shift. So it's just like hour after every episode is an hour of work, right? And it's like the most unbelievable stuff is happening within these hours. I'm like, hey, man, ER used to have to like an episode like this, and it was spanning days. But I'm fully expecting at one point in The Pit, because it takes place in Pittsburgh, Steely McBeam is going to walk in, and he's got to be saved because of some mascot incident.
That's crazy.
Like, somebody's named Steely McBeam.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Steelers mascot, yeah. Steely McBeam.
Oh my god! Great name. I mean, wait. I played against Pittsburgh. I don't recall that.
Yeah, that's their mascot, Steely McBeam. I don't know when he was introduced, but that is their mascot. You have Steely versus Brownie in a mascot bout. Well,
can I just tell you, Steely McBeam? Some people should just go without a mascot. Like,
I agree.
Like the Cleveland Browns, you know. You don't have a mascot.
Remember when Jamar Chase was distraught because he lost to the Browns, and he goes, we lost to elves. I was like, yeah, I never thought about it like that, Jamar.
If we just pitted mascots, so instead of teams, the Bengals would be pretty tough.
The Pit's like, we just rescued this baby. And out of nowhere, while blindfolded, and now here comes an ambulance that was stolen with lots of gold from the bank robbery that just happened. And then the next hour, there is a mascot incident. It's like, really, this really happens every day in just a hot, like just one day. Wow, this is all happening.
Pittsburgh, jeez.
Pittsburgh, man. Okay. Oh, I'm sure. Listen, I'm sure there are wild nights. I'm sure there are. I couldn't even imagine
things from my friends that are firefighters and cops.
Every day, though, like it's like, what?
Or yes, do they just every get day the is day? Just madness. You never.
Nah, there's got to be a day.
It's got to be a slow day
that this happens.
Jennifer, there's got to be a day where the firefighters are just playing dominoes all day and being there's no cats in trees. For sure. Everyone's had slow days at work.
I've definitely heard that cats in trees is actually a thing.
Wow. Of course. Who else do you call? They have ladders.
Wow. What? Just leave him in the tree. He's a stupid cat. What are you talking
about? He'll eventually come down.
I mean, he can jump out. He got 9 lives. And they always land on their feet.
Police, my cat is in it. What?
Dude. You know how upsetting it is? Like you have a very important job and then get called because your cat is on a tree.
It's a great show. It just is a little, you gotta really, put some reasonabilities aside and be like, okay. We'll just enjoy the show.
Saying the whole show is a tad bit of a reach.
Well, just that it's happening hour by hour. Like
every hour, huh? Every hour. Pittsburgh.
You won't believe who's here now. We got to save the governor. It's the pit. All right. UFC 314 is coming on up. The man who's in the co-main event. He's going to get all the chance. Patty the Batty Pimblett. He joins us next. Welcome back, everybody. 560 WQAM. Very excited to talk to our next guest. This man is going to be in the co-main event at the Kaseya Center coming up this Saturday down here in Miami. Just spent some time with the Miami Heat yesterday. He is Patty the Batty Pimblett. Patty, thanks for the time, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
How was the game? I saw you courtside yesterday. How did you enjoy the experience at the basketball?
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was a nice little night out.
Was it your first basketball game?
No, I went to a basketball game years ago in New York to watch the Nets when I was there visiting. But definitely my first time courtside, and it's a much better experience.
What is the comparison? So as far as I know you're a Liverpool fan. I feel like you guys have better fans over there as far as just like your chants, your singing, atmosphere. Like I know that you're right next to the Flamethrowers and there's a lot of stuff going on. But what do you make of the comparison between a monster soccer match where you're from to an NBA game?
Yeah, the football game's a completely different level to that NBA game. Like it is just our fans, our atmosphere, they're just next level compared to a basketball game.
Like, what is the thing that stands out most to you? Like, why do you guys have that, like, embroiled in you so much? Because you guys are crazy. You're singing songs, all that. Like, at what age do you remember just becoming a monster soccer fan?
It's the passion. You know what I mean? We have passion for our team and our city. But I don't know. I can't remember exactly. It's my whole life, really.
Was it passed down? Was it friends?
Yeah, of course. It's passed down from family.
Do you remember the first memory of it? Is there anything that comes to mind?
Just going to a match when I was a young kid.
And you were hooked from there on.
Yeah.
Man, it was something. But going into the building yesterday, do you have any feelings as far as like going in, like just getting kind of the lay of the land of it, or is it all just when you're at this point, you put all the work in? Is it just kind of killing time until you get to the fight week? Like, what's this experience like for you this week?
Yeah, I've been enjoying my time here, to be honest. We went to the basketball game the day before. We had a little two-hour boat ride, been going to the gym and training. So just passing time at the minute, you know, all the hard work's done. Just all about making weight on Friday, and then I can enjoy some food.
What is the thing in the lead up since we've last spoken about, you know, Michael? Is there anything that you've felt in the preparation for this that has either changed for you or that you've picked up on him that you think is just like going to be the key to victory?
No, we've always had the game plan. We've got the strategy and we're going to implement it on a Saturday night and get the finish.
From like your interactions with him, what have you felt is like going to be his biggest miscalculation with you?
I think everyone has the same miscalculation with me. They underestimate me. Everyone still judges me off fights from years ago and don't understand how much I've improved.
Because I remember like talking to you about the, you know, you feel like they're all kind of getting past their prime. And really for a fighter, you're at that perfect age and that perfect bracket of like when you start taking over and feeling at the peak of your powers. Have you felt that? Like all the things that you've been through, can you just give me an example of why you feel like this is the most optimal you've been as a fighter?
Yes, I know everyone says it's very cliche, but this really is the best shape I have ever been in. I've never been able to, never hit so hard, never been so fast. I've never had this good cardio. So everything's coming together at the right time. And as you say, the old guard of the lightweight division starting to get very old, and I'm one of the new guard coming through that's going to take the place.
Was there ever a time, like with all the critics that you've had to deal with and all that stuff, where Did you find any of that stuff constructive at all, or has it all kind of just been motivation as far as like, nah, bleep those guys. I'm gonna show everybody that they're wrong.
No, yeah, obviously some of it's constructive criticism. Some of the stuff I've done in the past hasn't really been very ideal, but it's motivation, know what I mean? I love proving the haters wrong, and I'll continue to do it for the rest of my career.
Got Paddy Pimblett here. He's going to be in the co-main event, UFC 314, right here at the Heat's house. Casillas and he just spent some time with the Miami Heat. So, Paddy, as will happen with you, you know, you ruffle feathers. I guess you're on a podcast. You got Almar and Sarukian all upset with your words, and now, you know, he's daring you to call him out. What do you make of his being upset at your words?
Everyone hates the truth, don't they? Know what I mean? Only speaking the truth, lad, and he's got his knickers in a twist. Hopefully he doesn't poop his pants again.
Is this one of those things, though, like, does that delight you when you actually do get them and you get the reaction of the truth? Is that something that just warms your heart?
Yeah, of course, because it's funny. He said the other day that he doesn't watch me or channel because we're not good enough. And then he's responding to me. If it wasn't that good, lad, you wouldn't be responding to me, would you?
How much do you expect everybody to be calling you out after beating Michael Chandler? Because that's going to be the one that skyrockets you, obviously. And do you feel like that's going to come in even more waves than it usually does?
Yeah, it could do, but we'll just have to wait and see once I've won.
And from Michael Chandler, one more before we get you out of here. In this matchup, do you feel like, is this one of those where what his miscalculations of you, the interactions that he's had with you, do you feel like, is there something about his game that worries you the most that you had prepared for that you got to be right on to make sure that you do get the win?
Yeah, of course. It's big looping punches, know what I mean? Them Hail Mary shots he throws, he can probably knock anyone out, but he's not knocking me out, and I'm gonna style on him.
Are you expecting a lot of people to come from England to come see you?
Yeah, I've got about 40, 50 tickets myself for me mates and me family and that to come. So I know there's going to be a good few scouts there.
That's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see. I imagine that atmosphere is going to be incredible. Paddy, enjoy the city the rest of the week, man. Thanks so much for giving us some time, and looking forward to the show on Saturday night.
Thank you very much, fella. Appreciate that.
All righty. Take care.
See you later.